I'm Von Miller, and you're watching Broncos TV.
For the first time as head coach of the Denver Broncos, Gary Kubiak will be working the sidelines here at CenturyLink Field as the Broncos open the preseason against the Seattle Seahawks. 2.5 weeks of camp are gone. The first test on the field against an actual opponent starts tonight. The Broncos have plenty to work on. What's this young O-line going to do? How's Brock Osweiler going to perform in this preseason start? Some players who are banged up, they're going to be spectators tonight. That's okay. Younger players can slide in and help this team right now figure out what its identity is going to be heading into week one of the Baltimore Ravens, which is going to get here pretty quick. But first, it's Broncos Seahawks. It's the Broncos TV live pregame show starts right now.
Well, the good thing now is, I mean, we get to go play and, you know, check where we're at and where everybody's at against somebody else other than ourselves. You know, you get tired of beating on each other. But, you know, we came back from a day off. We started really slow, but I thought we got going. I thought offensively we got better today. We got a little tougher mentally. We pushed through it, had a lot of guys making plays. And, you know, I'm just trying to stay after them to continue to push each other when they sense, you know, a little slack. It shouldn't come from me all the time. It needs to come from them as well.
You know, we get to finally go out and practice against someone else, and actually it's live. So I think this is a big test for us, and it's going to be great, great challenge.
I think it's an extra edge because it's our first preseason game. We're tired of going against each other. You know, I think Seattle has something to do with it, but a lot of guys left here that these past 2 years that really aren't here no more. So I think for most of us, just to go out there and show what we have and stay healthy and get to the ball fast and show Coach Phillips and my coach Collier that and the head coach that, you know, he inherited a great team and that we can go out here and do what we've been doing and do it even better.
I feel like when you're in there, you give it all you got and just play for one another. I feel like we can definitely get that done.
Hi everyone, welcome to a very soaking wet and soggy CenturyLink Field here in Seattle. The preseason, it's finally here with Andrew Mason and Phil Milani. I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV Live, and frankly we're out here miserable. The elements are all in place for what's going to be, I think it's going to be an interesting football game when the Broncos get things going here. The fact is, since about mid-afternoon, it's been raining. The wind has just picked up. It's about in the mid-60s. The field is holding up. It's fake. So don't worry. No worries there in terms of player health and safety, which is great. But, Andrew, all the elements are in place to get this first test going. Why not just have it get a little ugly?
Yeah, let's just put it all on the table. Obviously, a big storyline, the offensive line. First game, there's the first start for Matt Paradis, Max Garcia, Tyson Brailo together. And you're going to have a hostile environment. You're going to have a nasty environment with this weather. The crowd, it's going to show up. There's going to be a lot of noise. So even though Seattle's not going to have its legion of boom tonight, they're still going to be pretty stout in the front seven. And that, plus the elements and plus the crowd, I think allows that young offensive line to have a very good challenge right off the bat.
Yeah, we'll see if these 12 show up. Right now, they're not here yet, but I don't blame them. They're probably all nearby tailgating, getting ready for the game. It is a Friday night. Phil, I mean, talk about Gary Kubiak and what he wants to, the kind of tone he wants to set right off the bat with this team. You're going to have to show how nasty you can be. I've been talking about it all offseason.
Hey, it's raining. It feels like football season is here. It's back. It's the preseason. And, hey, even though a few of the regular starters aren't going to play tonight, what you can pick up and what you can watch for in this game is the tone that the team sets. I mean, we've heard John Elway talk about them trying to go out kicking and screaming. That physical tone that we've seen in practice, we're going to see that translate out here on the field tonight, and we can notice, hey, this is a new era of Broncos football.
Yeah, the Gary Kubiak era. And for anybody who's attended camp so far this year, you've seen after practically every play, whether it was a completed pass, whether it was a drop, Gary Kubiak coaches up whoever was involved in that play. He has been in these guys' ears since the start, and that's just part of what Phil just touched on. That is one thing that John Lynch is interested in seeing. He's calling the game with Ron Zappolo, former Broncos safety John Lynch. Had a chance to catch up with him at the team hotel after the Broncos arrived here in Seattle on Thursday, and that's exactly it, what he's looking forward to seeing, what this team will look like with Gary Kubiak as the head coach. Here at the Broncos team hotel, joined by one of the gentlemen who will be calling the first preseason game of the year, Broncos against the Seattle Seahawks, John Lynch. John, thank you so much for taking a moment. You're about to have production meetings in this room, Coach Kubiak and a handful of players you probably haven't talked to since camp started. What's your first question going to be for Coach Kubiak?
You know, I just want to – I'm interested in the process. You know, I know Gary, I've known him throughout the years, but I knew him as an assistant coach and offensive coordinator when I played for the Broncos, and a lot has transpired since, and I think he's brought a lot of experiences, both good and bad. And I just really want to know what his philosophy, how he's changed, and how the process is going with this new team. From all accounts, it's been a very productive camp. They've still stayed relatively healthy. We've heard a lot about the rest, which I think's wise. You know, times have changed. You know, I know some of the alumni were saying it looks like a country club. But what Gary wants is this team to be ready come opening weekend and throughout the season. I think he's doing a nice job of that.
The preseason is just as important for vets and guys who are learning this new system to come together and play together, but it's also just as important for young guys to get out there and see what it's like to kind of be under fire, under the lights against another team. There isn't a better way to learn. These young guys are going to get plenty of reps here, even this first game.
Well, you're talking about a young offensive line, yeah. Brock Osweiler. You know, what a better way for them to get thrown in the fire than in Seattle with all the noise, the 12th man. There's supposed to be rain here tomorrow night. And just a ferocious defense, one of the most ferocious in the entire National Football League. So these guys are going to be tested right away, but that's what you want. You want to go against the best in preseason to kind of get a measuring stick. Okay, here's where we're at. Here's where we need to be better. And, you know, if it doesn't break you, it's going to make you better. And I think that's already been the case in camp. You think about, a young left tackle like Tyson Brio, and he's going against Von Miller, DeMarcus Merritt, DeMarcus Ware every day. Again, if it doesn't break you, he's going to be a lot better for that, just as he will for facing the Seattle Seahawks.
Go. Back in Seattle where it's still raining, I want to thank John Lynch again for taking the time to catch up with us at the hotel. We'll get John again also next week when the Broncos are in Houston. But let's get back to what you're going to see right at the onset when the Broncos take first possession, whenever that is on offense. Brock Osweiler, he will be playing this game. He is going to start. Peyton Manning, a lot of other starters were on the field earlier. Demaryius Thomas, Emmanuel Sanders getting their workout in. They're not going to go tonight, playing it safe, not giving those reps and like that veteran rest day. But they want to see what Brock can do, Phil, and he's going to get a chance to show it.
Yeah, the first preseason game, no reason to have Peyton Manning kind of come out there, especially in these conditions. And, of course, it's a great time for Brock Osweiler to kind of take charge with the offense. We've seen him do it a few days during training camp so far. And according to him and also head coach Gary Kubiak, he's progressed as he takes the over and is the guy with that first team unit. And it's an excellent opportunity for him to show more of that tonight. And it's also an opportunity for coaches to kind of assess his development, which is a big thing that they've wanted to do this preseason.
Yeah, assessing what Brock can do and getting out of this game healthy. Those are two of the top four things that everyone's going to be looking for. We'll be out here shooting this game. Frankly, I'd be happy if they ran the ball all night long, keep that clock going. They will be running the ball when they do behind this young O-line, Andrew. They're going to get that first test. You've been writing about it since April 13th. We're going to finally see how it can start here tonight.
Right, and, you know, Gary Kubiak was saying all along, look, we're going to be young, and it's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing, certainly, if this group can congeal. And I think that's a big part of why he's going ahead with these young guys, so many of them going from left tackle to center, 60% of the O-line, why he's going with them right now, because you want to give them time to get that cohesion, get that chemistry, and also you want to find out what their ceiling is. You know you're going to live with mistakes no matter what alignment you have, just because this offensive line was going to be in transition. But all these young guys have upside. They have potential. Why not start the clock on them now? Start getting them those snaps. They can learn by doing, learn by experience. And I think if you keep this group together, if they play well, I think we're going to see a difference from this game to next week in Houston, to 2 weeks from now in San Francisco, especially because tonight's going to be a tough challenge against a very strong front seven for the Seahawks.
That's right. Whether it's the rain, whether it's the 12s, whether it's the turf, whatever it is, the Broncos, this O-line gets two chances on the road to figure out how they can work together before they can get doing it at home when it's going to be nice and quiet, a little bit different. If I was calling the plays tonight, I'm thinking 45 to 50 carries, just divided up among all the backs who are going to be out there playing. One of them you caught up with at the hotel, Phil.
Well, we know that with Gary Kubiak and Rick Dennison coming in, we're going to see the zone blocking system, the one cut and go up the field with the running backs. That's what everybody wants to see, and it's going to be on display here tonight. And we know that it's a very crowded backfield back there. A lot of guys kind of vying for playing time and for a spot on this team. Yesterday when the team arrived at the hotel, we caught up with Monty Ball and asked him about just that. Monty, you just excited to kind of get the juices flowing again?
Yeah. I mean, camp has been a grind, but it's always fun. But we're tired of hitting each other. We're ready to hit another team and see how we are.
Obviously, last season was kind of a struggle with the appendix and then later on with the groin injury. Yeah. It's been a while since you kind of laced them up for real. Are you kind of going to have some of those jitters getting out there?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Yeah, boy, I always get those jitters before the game, but it's a great thing. I'm excited to see where I'm at, and I'm very confident of how well I'm going to play.
You said that you feel like 100%, but a couple weeks of camp, how are you feeling right now?
Great. I actually feel great. I did a great job. I'm doing a great job of taking care of my legs, taking care of my body, and really hydrating. That's very important.
A lot of competition in the backfield there. You feel like you kind of got to set the tone and like set a statement here in one of these preseason games, maybe starting tomorrow?
Yeah, of course. I do feel that way. And, we have some healthy competition back there. We're all fighting. We're all fighting to make a name for ourselves, make a spot for ourselves. But tomorrow is going to be a great challenge for all of us.
In general, yeah, in the team, it's the first game with head coach Gary Kubiak here and the whole new staff. Is this an opportunity for the team as itself to kind of say, hey, this is what the new Denver Broncos are about?
Yeah, exactly. We're all trying to make our first impression on the new head coach, so we're excited about that for sure, to go out there, step out there and just play, our style of football.
Yeah, so definitely interesting to hear from Monty Ball there. His first time back in uniform since having that struggle, all those struggles last year, first with the appendix and then with the groin.
Yeah, Monty healthy. He's got that bounce back in his step. We will 100% see him out here tonight carrying the ball. Who might not play? Who likely will not play? And then three guys to keep an eye on when the Broncos do take the field tonight. We'll get to that in just a second right after the break. Broncos TV Live here in